A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 11th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the proposed Robert Gabriel Mugabe University.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Robert Gabriel Mugabe University that has caused a lot of controversy in the country.
The cash-strapped Harare government announced Wednesday that it has approved a grant of $1 billion for the construction of a university to be named after Zimbabwe's president, Robert Gabriel Mugabe. The university will be offering engineering, technology, science, and mathematics.
The Opposition Movement for Democratic Change and the Zimbabwe National Students Union have criticized the plans, saying government should instead improve existing underfunded universities around the country. Students at state-run universities and colleges say they are struggling with lack of accommodation, and they are also crumbling infrastructure, while the government does not offer grants to help the universities. The cost of $1 billion has also shocked the world, as many analysts deem it to be excessive for a country with a budget of about $3 billion.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Kulawasanda kusixhuma zulukandaba lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngecollege elikhulu elikumele imfundo ephezulu ele Robert Gabriel Mugabe University okumele lakhiwe khona ngale ke emazowe emashonaland central. Ye kubikwa ukuthi uhulumende uthi uza kwethulela umongameli Robert Mugabe kanye lo nkosikazi wakhe uGrace Mugabe imali efika i-billion dollars yokuthi kwakhiwe iuniversity leyi. So nxa abantu bekhangela bathi iuniversity leyi iyadula okunye okumangalisayo ukwakhiwa kwayo njengoba kuzabiza sibili amadola adlula 700 million ukuthi yakhiwe sibili kube sekubuya okunye kwangkhona i 300 million kanyazani yasetshenziswa ukuthi kwenziwe lokhu kuthiwa i-research. But abafuna ukwenza kakhulu ukuthi kufundiswe kufundiswe izifundo ze-science, kubuye ke i-technology, kubuye ke i-mathematics, kuzobuya ne-engineering. Liyakwazi lokho kuthiwa i-STEM phela okufundiswa isikolo. Okuqhutshwa kakhulu nguprofessor Jonathan Moyo, yena engumphathintambo wemfundo yaphezulu. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, ngoba izina asulayo iyakhonana Blessing lithi bona batholi imali yokuthi bafundiswe kodwa sokuthathwa imali enlutshwane ikhanyiswe khona ngale ele Zimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi le budget uma 3.4 khonapho kuphela billion. So nxa ungakhipha i-billion khonapho kusalani?
Of course, this is not apparently the only university that government is planning to fund. President Robert Mugabe was addressing members of the army today, and he was saying that there is another proposed defense college university that the government plans to be building. And of course, President Robert Mugabe, I think he has now arrived in Bulawayo ahead of the rally in Gwanda tomorrow. Hongu hamawadiwa makasununguka kuti tinge tichitaura nezve mari irikunzi nevamwe yakawandisa zvikuru yekuvaka chikoro kumazoko chinonzi icho Robert Mugabe University, chinonzi chinenge chichitangira pama masters zvichienda mberi. Vamwe vari kuti mari inenge yakati wandisei zvakanyanya tichitarisawo budget yeZimbabwe kuti vachina masound budget 4 billion asa vakwanise kuireza 4 billion gibs vanopedzerawo ma 3.7 yozodzikiswa nekuti mari munyika hamuna. Saka kuti pawanikwe mari ingasvike 1 billion vakawanda vari kuti mari inenge yakawandisa zvekuti havafungi kuti pane investi ngavakwe nemari yakawanda zvakadaro. Tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe gapes.
Kwenga even the International Monetary Fund blessing kuluma ngokuti okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe yokuti mali yapongotatwa nje isetshenziswe ongamela ngekhona. Siyabona njalo lokuthi kulala abasakhulayo abagcine nje sokuthiwa babuyele emsebenzini abayi 2000 kumbe 3000 usakhonapo kodwa iZimbabwe itayela mali.
But of course, those who are backing the project are saying that it will be helpful in as far as technology is concerned. So, of course, there are some who are saying this is a good thing despite the huge cost. I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Treasure Basopo, the Zimbabwe National Students Union spokesperson. Mr. Basopo, good evening.
Evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Gibbs, you can fire away. We have Mr. Basopo on the line.
Yes, Mr. Basopo, we have seen statements from ZINASU that you are totally against the construction of this university. So, why are you opposed to the this kind of project?
To first to start with, ZINASU is unequivocally opposed to the decision the decision that has been probated by the cabinet to come up with a national university which will be named after the name Robert Mugabe. I think this represents the schizophrenia that has been talking often about all along, which represents the misplacement of priorities in our country. The issue of education, which is a right guaranteed under Section 75 of our Zimbabwe National Constitution, is not a right to play and dangle around with, just like what I'm seeing from this government. Firstly, to start with our people, the students, the current students who are in tertiary institutions, they are not being catered for under the current facilities. We need a refurbishment and a clear, giving priorities to the current facilities and taking recognition and cognizance of the fact that government is failing to fund and to come up with the quality education rather than talking of a quantity that they are talking of in the issue of building a Robert Mugabe University. Because we have adequate institution momentarily, but which need to be capacitated enough for them to be able to accommodate students. So this thing which is coming as a ZANU-PF method and a trajectory of marketing Robert Mugabe as a name rather than Robert Mugabe whatever as a brand, to us we are totally opposed. Without any provocation and degree to comrade, let me state it categorically clear that the students in this country, for example, let's talk from the University of Zimbabwe, they are not having adequate accommodation. Most students are checking, they are being checked out of the institutions because of lack of a funding. That is, their fees is not being paid for by their parents or whatever who is funding their education. And no one is intervening. Students, they are deferring on a daily basis. Last semester, I was on another interview where I said it clearly that 2,000 students deferred last semester due to the search and, due to the lack of funding by themselves or by their pockets or whatever due to the high unemployment rate which is existing. So that 1 billion can be channeled towards capacitating the students who are already enrolled. And those who are already enrolled, they should be able to get through the tertiary institutions rather than coming up with another dubious tertiary institution which we don't even know the agenda.
Mr. Basopo, but the Chinese have a saying that the color of the cat does not matter as long as it catches mice. It might be Robert Mugabe University, it might be Rhodes University in South Africa, but what is important, according to those who are supporting the project, is what degrees the institution will be offering, not the name Robert Mugabe.
Absolutely, no doubt. We are not opposed to the coming up of another institution for the purposes of providing education. What we are opposed of is that we have adequate institution comrades momentarily, which can be capacitated, which students who are there can be able to be afforded a quality education rather than coming up with another university, the purpose of which you know fully that it is to come up with a name Robert Mugabe. You know, this is not the first time that they've been proposing. Last month, they were proposing to rename University of Zimbabwe under Robert Mugabe. So we we begin to question the agenda of coming up with another university. Is it to propel the quality of the education in this country, or to propel or bring up, the name of someone else into the public domain?
Thank you so much. And I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Tandeko Zindi Mukandla, an educationist. Mr. Mukandla, good evening.
Good evening to you, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can buy away.
So now we see that, Mr. Mukandla, there is this proposal to actually construct Robert Mugabe University, and I know that you are an educationist. So give us your take on this kind of thing.
Yes, my take is that some of these things end up being meaningless in substance. In the first place, when we talk of university education, we're talking of quality, not quantity. How can we have another university before the ones that were proposed and established are not yet complete? What's the purpose of starting something, spending a lot of money, whereas you still have quite a few other universities that are still outstanding in terms of infrastructure? And again, with the current state of affairs, what's the purpose of churning out the thousands and thousands of university graduates who will not be absorbed into any formal economy? And again, why should this university, of all things, be called after R.G. Mugabe, when there may be better people who have done so much for education in this country? I know people come up with various positions as to why it's called R.G. Mugabe. But again, look, we have National University of Science and Technology in Bulawayo, the Bindura University of Science and Technology, and each and every other university has a faculty of sciences. Therefore, I think we already have enough. Let us establish these other universities. Look at Lupane State University. That is located in two places. It's not in Lupane. It's only Lupane State University by name, because the majority of the campuses...
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. We'll try to reconnect with Mr. Mukandla. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the approval by the cabinet to construct a 1 billion university in Mazowe. The university will be named after the president. It will be called Robert Gabriel Mugabe University. And many people are saying the cost is just too much for a cash-strapped economy like Zimbabwe. Hongu hamawadiwa makasununguka nunguka kuti munge mchiti fone la titaure nya ioi pa WhatsApp number zedu zinotizo 001-202-465-0318. Munokwanisa kutumira message ipapo tobata kufone lai kuti mutipo pfungwa dzenyu. Gibbs.
Let's get back to Mr. Pasopo. So Mr. Pasopo, you are saying that the construction of this university is a waste of resources. So what are you advising the president to do? You know, he wants this university together with his wife. So, they are the first family, by the way.
Our 94-year-old president, who happens to be the grandfather of one, should be well advised that this country cannot be run like a tax shop. This is a serious country which runs under the a democratic constitution, the constitution of which was probated by our people on the 16th of March 2018. What this simply means is that the people should be, we the people, especially those of us who are universities, should be consulted enough. What you're talking of is that at NASTE, if you go to NASTE right now or tomorrow morning, you'll be able to see that there's an unfinished product of building and blocks that have not been completed, including lectures. If you go to the University of Zimbabwe, students, they are sleeping like sardines. They are packed in some 1 by 2 meter rooms while they are two sleeping on bunk beds like they're at prison. If you go to MSU, the students there, they are sleeping in some funny and overcrowded suburbs. No matter what they are called, now I'll show Senga. going like that, that means that the decent free education has been corroded, has been obliterated, simply because no one is coming in as an, I mean, the government failing to come in to provide an offer to accommodation. And even when it comes to lecture rooms, they are overcrowded. Go to the University of Zimbabwe. Some students, they are doing their lectures and the tutorials under trees, simply because the infrastructure there is failing to accommodate. So what I advise Robert Mugabe right now, I hope he's listening to this, or his confidants, they are listening to this, they should first channel in their money towards the provision of quality education that we have right now, which is provided for under Section 75, as I said before, rather than coming up with some funny luxurious universities that the money of which is coming from our treasury, coming up with the name of a person who has done nothing over the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Basopo. Please do stay on the line. Name him Terry Vamasanga Magadi.
Hey, Baba Jonga Magadi.
Hey, Ndim Koma Blessing, Koma Jonga, Vano, I will name switch tattoo, Pachonga Diaspora Forum.
Okay. Koma Blessing Magadi, and you.
Ah, Isu Tirinan, Jemutua, Kumuaka, Omaku Munior.
Indirikuno South Africa.
Paris, Pajoni Murkup Kaja.
Ini ndo gara ku Pretoria, ini ndo mandiri cha muna
suma. Pretoria.
Hello?
Ndati ku Pretoria, Tswane.
Ndiri mu Tswane province, muna suma cha imo imo.
Anditi ka, aiwa, ndimuri pa mamonya ipapo.
Ndiripo. Aiwa, ndiruka kutenda ningo ya mandipa yoi.
Mm-hmm, taurai zo intinzo.
Ukaona mungana otiza mumusha, aro atiza mumusha kutiza baba ashino gara, kunomwe sabu kura utahafina kumira zakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Indilonzi comrade kukarika masanga, ndiri muo veteran ini pandiri panapu.
Mm-hmm.
Ndiri graduate, ndiri oto ne Bachelor of Science degree, social engineering. Ndakato uya kuzotsvaka basa kuno.
Mm-hmm.
But Chirukundi Shaka and Jaguti Sekuru Ava Varukuaka invest years in age for the past 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
Avanacha Vakaita Mandela within 5 years, Akavaka Misha Inunzi Mandela Kuvakira Vadu says everything Munu.
Mm-hmm.
But for 36 years now, in age 37, Murumem Kurauta Akavaka invest Vake Vanacha Varukuto Zimba Muzimba Kuno Kuva Chows, this Akuno. That university is a sheer waste of money. It's wasting the people's money. My teacher has to go badar go masoja ana bonus e go raka pera. Baru kuere ta mari izo zio kutwa badare masoja wa badare wa aswaru da kuburita mari mende wa chino waka university. Isatia ne mungana rakunza aende kuchko.
Asika comrade Masanga. Pane chakaipa here kuti pa vakwe university inodzidzisa nezveumhizha inenge ine zvinhu zvese zvakanyatsokwana kuti kavanhu vasaende kunze kunodzidza kune dzimwe nyika zvavanga vachiita.
Hakuna mwana wa minister chero wana anodzidza pa university iyoyo.
Mm-hmm.
Varoda kuti angadai akazvita kare koma blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, it's too late. Mamiri akaita zvinhu zvedu munyika haasi kutendera timbowana chiburitsa rimwe sendi rekutanga zvimwe zvinhu. Mugwagwa chaicha ukapinda muHarare ka mugwagwa uroenda kumusha kwedu wakatonaka, muHarare muri kusemesa.
Mm-hmm.
Mapotos ari muHarare kuti ubve kubva chauchako kutungwiza uine rodhi yae inoenda kumbudzi unotambura.
Mm-hmm.
Kubva chaicha pachigwanyika kunosvika tuka kuti uende kunosvika pasiye police station apo zvinokutorera nyere almost more than 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Saka unoona utopinda muHarare.
Mm-hmm.
Saka mudhara haasi kutarisa kuti chimwe chakashata mukati menyika yedu chii chingaita kuti vana vezimbabwe vasunungurwe votenda kuti baba vaakunozorora vakasiya vaita zvakati. Chavakasiya vaita kurova vanhu kuponda vachiviringidza vanhu vaita zvavanda vachipisa pane kuti nezvindongo yakataiva kuti restructuring kuti ndaako chinozorora. Zvatoti mugwagwa yagadzirwa here, airport yakanaka, ndege dziriko here dziri kufamba, mabhazi chavo ari kuhere, vakauraya zupuko hakusina.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kugarika Masango.
ndinotenda hangu baba Jonga hazvingaperei paya vanhu vamwe vanhu kana asi ndiri kurwadziwa ezvo ndakatiza musha kuya kuno kuJoni ndichiza ndichidzokera kumba kure 1215 kilometers from Harare to Pretoria kuti tichizotsvaka kuti vana vapone mavo zvaita acho tinonzi zvokupa 120 haina chaita imwe yacho haiuye imwe mwedzi hapana
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
aiwa ndatenda zvangu muve neusiku hwakanaka
aiwa nemiwo
ndikuda kupinda futi musandisiya pamota chirongwa ndiri kuda kupinda in everyday ndimudhara kundirwadzau
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
ndatenda hangu hapana chokuzviita asi mashoko ediwa vari kutanzwawo vari kuteerera
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
vana chiwenga vana kurohwa
aiwa tikurudzire Mhirizhonga mukoma kugarika masango tine chida kuti titaurirane hanzi ngoromera ari vake musha asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda hangu nedzidziso yenyu asi vari kutirova
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanaka ibaba
Gibbs, that's our first caller. Unfortunately, you can tell that emotions are highly charged. Of course, we want to have a conversation, not yes. A shouting match. But essentially what he's saying is that Mr. Mugabe is abusing resources. He's talking about the infrastructure. He's saying the roads are dilapidated. Those are some of the things that if the government has got money, it can rehabilitate its infrastructure throughout the country. And, of course, he is saying he's a war veteran. He fought for the country. But because of circumstances, he was forced to go to South Africa to try and seek employment. He's a BSc graduate.
In engineering.
Yes, in engineering. And he's saying what is happening in Zimbabwe is really disheartening him. Mm-hmm. And this is why he says he tends to be very emotional.
I like his name, too. What is his name?
Kugarika Masango.
He's a war veteran.
Yes, he's a war veteran. I suspect this is a name that he was using during the Liberation War, but loosely translated to say, if you want to sit pretty in future, obviously you need to go into the bush. I assume it was about going to the Liberation War and fight, you know. So, Kugarika Masango. I don't know if... roughly, maybe that's what it means.
So before getting to our next caller, let's read what is there on Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler who says, this is the Robert Mugabe vanity project. And then Henry Beaumont says, how much debt does the Zimbabwe government have at the moment? And then Ronald Jani says, look at the bigger picture. I think the university is more of a farewell in honor of the president. Then we've got Henry Beaumont again, who says, how many goats is that university? You still remember the goat story? You know, that people were going to pay fees.
Yeah.
Because so he's converting the billions into goats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let's get to our caller. Slova Mkos, Lapetkumani. Baba Mkos, Chona Jan.
Hi, Chona Jan, put.
Hi, Chona Kakulu. You say, I wish I am a fan of Sibili. Ubona Jan Tawalot.
Yeah, iloko zeni cabinet leya maphela andibasebenzisi majority khona fana ukupasisa kuyimthetho kwabo lokho kungela ngqondo. Phela iloko icabinet kaMgabe yona le khathesi kungaba ibill enye khona apho ukuthi kumele kugeje igodeli ikhulele kugqibela abantu abantu bephila. They can always approve it. Abala ngqondo because ungahamba from Bulawayo usiyafika iMathabeleni North. Usiyafika eMzola, usiyafika eDandali, uziyengena eSpali, uyefika eBMC, elusule, eSpali, elukuzeni khona eBinga, akula mgwaqo. That road covers almost nearly 500 kilometers. But kakula mgwaqo, lokho sazalwayo thina, sifike kulokho kulubhuqu, lakathi silokho kulubhuqu. Abantwana bakuleziyana indawo, kabayazi into kuthiwa yithara. But somebody... he's thinking of building another university on top another of another university engakapheli. Sure, you know, it's very surprising. Imali yona le iveli vela ngapha. I 15 billion yona le yase befuna ukuyisebenzisa. They must not lie to us and tell ukuthi the money disappeared. They've been keeping that money to use it ukwakha ama university abo Mugabe. Yabo. It's very bad. It's very bad. It's only that 2018 is also delaying to come. We could now essentially speed up the process. You go figure 2018. This is a speed up. Then we go into elections. These people must go and rest in their in their farms. Uba kumkanzi was in the Kuma. My wife and this going with master one. And local Sugayo, that school is still going down further down. Akulanto elungayo, akula ma clinics, if I can tell you. Abantu they are dying. Umuntu angagula kancane malaria sefile because akula mgwaqo, akula clinic, akula ambulance, akula nix. Ama teacher kabayala ukuyafundisa khona ngayo. But he's busy wanting to build university lokuzini. You can't even understand how do they, my priorities are, they are not even straight. That is why they always put ZANU PF in front of young people. It's very disappointing. Anyway, I will understand how it is, but at the moment, the only thing I'm going to say is to push hard for elections to come. To vote then these people out. Then we can start to rebuild the country. Otherwise, I'm born. It's very surprising and it's wondering. Agula ma bridge. Once izuli sina, abantu abase dropin gaba ekaya, abase kaya gaba dropin. How do you survive in an environment like that? In Africa, the whole of Africa, this is the worst area in Matewele Lengia. Which means in a local water to Mbuzuaki. He just thought of going to stay in Harare Konangale Gazang. Katesu se kwande, nukambenge framatina Gazang, akamba gama poti wa. Okay, Linda, who pay a Africa Linda, who pay a sugar up here, sugar ham, putting in a helicopter. Abanya Mantu, they are suffering, but he's eating their own money.
I spoke with a cool ice, Kansas, and go to China.
I see about
Uncle. So that was Mr. Nkosi is in Botswana. You know, he says, you know, it's surprising that the president is thinking of such a project when there is some kind of infrastructural disaster in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
He says, clinics are down, roads are not there at all. You know, schools are underfunded. All those things are a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, why would he think about such a project when, you know, there's no money at all? So where are they going to get the money from?
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking that maybe that 15 billion is stashed somewhere. Maybe it's the one that is going to construct this kind of big infrastructure. So he says, if he had his own way, he was going to speed up the election process and then have elections today, you know, and then it gets into ZANU-PF.
On Facebook, we have a comment from Eustasius Kayemba. Arguti, comrade kugarika masanga, tendai okani, mudara Bob, do it good for your generation. Tombo zogera, kuna vabasopo, muripo yelibaru nari. Vabasopo? Nare achene geru kutinete. Vabasopo, muripo yelibaru nari. Aiwa tirina nizvedu. Vabasopo tombotaura nechishona tichitaura tichitasa iyo nyaya iyo ye university iri kuda kuvakwai. Saka imi sesangano rezinasu makataura here negurukota rezvidzidzo yepamusoro muzvinafundo Jonathan Moyo kuti hamusi kufara nezvavari kuita izvi.
Okay, thank you. Isusu takambotaura nava Jonathan Moyo. Chekutanga chatingada kuziva ndechekuti vaJonathan Moyo vanova mukuru wezvinafundo zvemataura idzi kuma university. Takaita nava meeting 3 months ago. Tichitotaura nezvenyaya dzema attachment fees nekuti ndivo vari kutungamira nyaya dzezvekubirwa kwamastudents mari dzavati mastudents vabhadhare mari yese, that is 100% yemafees. Iwo vadzidzi vacho vasirimo muzvikoro zvichireva kuti vadzidzi vanenge vachibhadhara mari dzezvemalibrary dzezvemaswimming pool mari dzezvetransport iye ngatimboti munhu anodza paunivhesiti wezimbabwe iye munhu achigara kugokwe saka kubirwa kwemastudents kwemari yava kushandiswa iyo pamwe ndiyava kushandiswa kuita mainterface rallies so zvatinofunga ndechekuti iyo inonzi attachment fees iyoyo ngaibvise kana kuti pari pachirungu tinoti attachment fees must fall so that the priorities in this government they can be able to be driven towards the real service delivery.
Tinotenda zvikuru rambai muri parunhare mukoma Basopo. Tine mumwe muteereri mukoma Elias makadii?
Makadii mukoma wangu.
Aiwa tiri nani hanzi munokuluma zvakare nekutaura shoni.
Ndotaura zvese nekuda kwekuti taka kunyika dzevamwe so takadzidzira zvese mitauro yese mitaurwa nevamwe.
Aiwa zvinofadza zvikuru. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Wa
Alright, ini nangu nangajidango po comment pamsore pe university. Kuti university kana kuri kuti president vakarudza kuti university vari vakira ishamatsira vanhu for free. Kwete kuti inenge chinzi it is a part of business. Handione chakaita pazviri. Kuti iwo kuzvedzira kuti kune vana vari intelligent vari munyika vanenge vachita mahelp vasinawo mari dzemafisi. Sezvinoitwa kuno kuna South Africa. Then, by that way, and the only problem is because it benefits the country. But can I recruit you to any special business? Because each college is not going to be able to get a job. But my extra money is like I want it. Then it will be a problem to the country. Both the parents are going to be able to
get a job. Same way, you have a period in this country.
Ipa 1 billion apa at the moment ne crisis iri munyika medu to be honest ka sema gate akawandisa arida kuvharwa nekuda kwemari teteko takatarisa kuti zvimwe zvinhu ka zvinogona kuisa pressure yekuti ngapa vakweinvestite at the moment inivestite yacho haina kana munhu ana atada kuipinda pari zvinhu takatarisa muzvipatara muna kana even mapirisi emusoro chechere discipline kana pain is rekuti munhu akarapwa musoro hamuna basi toshandisa 1 billion kuvaka mudhuri wokuti munhu vanhu vachazouya but sofa upenyu hwevanhu huri padenda even chikafu chachi hamuna munyika hamuna kana mari saka takatora mari iyo takambokwanisa kuvhara maburika I think at the moment zvingabatsire iyo zvebuilding iro tozoriona pamberi apo and building rati kana zvichikodzera ngarive rinobatsira avo mahara for free kana zvizi invesiti yacho itawo for free kandi ine 30% iri less yekuti nzi vana vanogona varipo vanotariswa vanogona kupiwa mabhesa wo vachienda kuinvestiti iyo I think that is a good thing yavanenge vaite pavo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda hangu mukoma
Gibbs here there from Elias is saying that you know, if the university is to help the poor, he might, you know, support it. But at the moment, he's saying it's not a top priority for the government because the hospitals don't have drugs, you know, even painkillers. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that that's a top priority. And then he's saying that some people still need food assistance. And he's saying that government must be focusing on those things other than trying to construct a $1 billion university at this juncture, Gibbs.
And let's get to Mr. Mkandla. Baba Mkandla, ukona ncingweni baba? Baba Mkandla ukona? Ukhanya ngazani baba Mkandla, ifoni yakhe iqhumekile. So maybe let me read one or two messages on Facebook. Let's see who's there. There's Opet who says, we don't even care if ever President Mugabe actually sets up this university. Kubuya ke lo baba kutwa uNjabulo. uNjabulo uthi ayibuye kumbe ngabuye university leyo ivele izasinceda ngani. Sibone njalo kulomnye kutwa uThompson. uThompson uthi ya university leyo siyabona ukuthi abanye abantu sebefuna ukwenza imali. Lokho kutwa iFirst Family yiba abantu asebesihlupa ke eZimbabwe. Sizabona ukuthi kuyaphelela ngapi. So abantu bayajinga kakhulu lapha. Blessing. Sibone ukuthi silobani lapha. Sidumnumzana unkomo ecingweni baba Nkomo kunjani?
Baba Gidi.
Ye Nkomo uyaphila?
Yaphila ukuthi ke ukuthi u blessing.
Ye u blessing uyaphila kakhulu. Ngilaye lapha
eh. Ida drama video.
Oh ye so iphone yakho ingazani yakhatha eh baba Nkomo. Inetwork chetambijani nqa lokusakhona. Cheta nguzwe.
Ngizwa.
Ye, mana kona apo vele ungachibiliki, kume kona apo kanye. So busithi ni baba.
Yami angeze. Kuba ukuthiwa uthaba yakhi vezi.
Ye, uthini ngakho?
Kodwa ukho ngihlala ngikhuluma ekhaya bathi ngibuhlali kakhulu ngikhuluma nje kuthi kubuhlungu madoda. Madoda. Abafana balimala baqamuka izinyawo beqanyulwa ngamabhulu. Siyezele ukuthi abantu bahlale kuhle. Ungahamba bengezelela ngendaba yelele ibhaqo isinikonko amaklinika and everything. Amarandi akaphezulu ngakuhamba ishiya 10 million awukwakha imigwaqo umba kwakha amakliniki izikolo siyambonga kakhulu.
So
amaplan konke ngabe kungcono kakhulu.
Ye, ikolichi ke, ikolichi awulifuni.
Uyangizwa phela.
Ye, ikolichi awulifuni yini? iphone yakho Nkomo, hey bakithi iphone yakho yathi what sikufonele Nkomo. Yeah, Unkomo zamfonela lapha ecingweni, but what we're saying is it would be good if the president went around provinces and gave people, you know, gave, let's say, clinics about 10 million each to actually transform. But he's thinking only of constructing his own university. So he says this is totally unfortunate.
Let's go back to Zokera Guna Basopo. Basopo Muripari Parunari. Saka tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu kumayunivhesiti uku zvakamira sei, chii chiri kupa kuti munyanyo kugunun'une kudaro?
Baba, chatirwadza mayunivhesiti aripo izvozvi ndechekuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita yunivhesiti nezvaange imbori uye nezvainofanira kunge imbori. Ndataura nezvenyaya dzezvepekugara kumayunivhesiti, pachirungu paunoti accommodation. Vana vanofanira kugara vari ma1-1 mumarumuzi, izvozvi marumirawo aiswa vanhu 3. Tingatarisa izvinhu panyaya dzezvechikafu chaizvo chaizvo, baba, dai maizomboya sestudio 7 muchimbotapa nhau dzenyu muchiona kana atingati macues pachirungu kati mitsetse yevana vanonge vamira kutora nyange chikafu chawakabhadhara chai chaicho. Zvinhu zvacho hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vana vari kudzingwa mumayunivhesiti umu zvakanyanyisisa nekuda kwekunzi havana kubhadhara mari dzezvekufunda kanti mari dzezvemaschool fees. To us that is diabolic. Kwatiri zvinotirwadza, uye zvinonyanya kutirwadza sevana vari kubva mumhuri dzisina mari yakanyanya, uye government kanti hurumende hapana zvairi kuita kutraya kubatsiridza. Ndosaatiri kuti mari iri kunzi 1 billion iri da kuiswa kuvakwa kwechimwe chikoro, dai yamboiswa mune zvikoro zviripo izvozvi kuti mwana uwana umwe agara aripo ave ne belief kati ava nekodzero kati abvumirwe kuti akwanise kunge achipesa chikoro chake nemamiriro azvakaita.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri. Vashumba, makadii? Vashumba,
tiri makadii baba vangu?
Aiwa, tiripo. Vashumba, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Imi pfungwa dzangu dzinoti pa 1 billion yavari kutaura nezvaei, ko tadii taitora 1 billion iyoyo? Tine vanhu vakapasa vakafunda vakabva pamayunivhesiti atinawo izvezvi. Right now vakutengesa airtime munzira. Right now vamotengesa madomasi. Ngatitorei mari iyoyoyo toishandisa kumutsidza nyika yedu kana kukreta mabasa. Havakambotivimbisa yaye kuti tine mabasa atichakukativhotera, tine basa atichakupai. Ngavatipe mari iyoyo vomutsidzira maindastiri akavhara. Tine NRZ iri kutatarika, tine Air Zimbabwe iri kutatarika. Izvezvi maindastiri mazhinji mukafambanya kumasasa umu hamusina mishini iri kushanda kutudza kuti maindastiri avhara. Saka vana veZimbabwe vatiza munyika mavo nekuda kwenzara. Ngavatipe mariyo vavhure mabasa tishande, nepane kuti tiende kunovaka yunivhesiti isu tisina mabasa. Ngatiende sekondari, ngatitangei kubva kupuraimari. Ndatenda.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Ashumba, Gibbs, Mr. Shumba is saying that you know, the priorities are upside down, and he's saying that maybe the money could have been used as the stimulus package to create the 2 million jobs that the government of ZANU-PF promised in 2013. And he's saying as it is, it's a waste of resources. Gibbs.
Yes, sibone silakho khona ngapho ke kupage yeVOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa ukuthi siku live stream esiyenza ukathesi kuVOA Ndebele enyanga khona ke iVOA Studio 7 enye njalo eVOA Shona. So don't forget to follow us on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. So we are reading messages right now on the VOA Ndebele page. There's Abidube who says, this is absolutely nonsense. People are starving and the hospitals don't have any drugs. There are no roads and all these things are actually bothering us. Then Ellington Dube says the national health situation in Zimbabwe is in a shambles and yet somebody has got money to build universities. What is this that we hear that there's this Robert Gabriel Mugabe University? This is a big joke. Then I've got Kumete Ndotana who says, oh, kiki, you know, the kikiki, you know.
The last
one. Says the 94-year-old with the grand, grandfather with one great-grandson is trying to do the impossible. Mm-hmm. So then we've got Apostle Midian Dube. He says, phone me, please, right now. I want to contribute. So we're going to call you. We ask our producer to phone Apostle Midian Mfarabili Dube. Then Metluleli Moore says, Zimbabweans are a big failure. We should be thinking about building our country, but we are focusing on building someone's name. Biggest losers in the world. I think this is a very strong statement about Zimbabweans. This guy is saying all of us are very big losers.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know what we're doing. So maybe one day we'll talk about this because he's raising very interesting issues here. So I'm told that there is Ipitumile Maphosa, a ZAPU spokesperson on the line. I think you can go ahead, Blessing, with him.
Mr. Maphosa, how are you?
I'm okay, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Maphosa, what is your take on the cabinet approving the construction of the Robert Gabriel Mugabe University in Wazoe?
Well, it's a very unfortunate incident where a whole cabinet and probably Parliament of Zimbabwe going to bed with a man who is on a name duty free, a name that has got so much pain and suffering to Zimbabwe. We all know what the name of Robert Mugabe symbolizes to many Zimbabweans. It is an unnecessary investment, if I may say so. Looking at the current state of the economy in Zimbabwe, the current state of affairs in Zimbabwe, we really don't need an university, especially of that amount, because we have so many universities in Zimbabwe that some are not even complete up until now. We have NAS in Bulawayo, we have Lupane State University in Lupane. We really don't need another university that will not be completed, or maybe this one will be completed simply because it carries the name of Robert Mugabe. We have always said and told the Zimbabweans that the cabinet we have, they are just there to rubber stamp the wishes of Robert Mugabe. They are not there to really push for the betterment of our lives as citizens. Here they are. Recently they bought him a wheelchair. And they said it was a massage chair. We know it was a wheelchair. A full cabinet, a cabinet of a nation that is suffering like Zimbabwe, paying a wheelchair, prioritizing a wheelchair for a man who should be resigning or retiring into
Mr. Maphosa, why would you say it was a wheelchair? Sir. Why would you say it was a wheelchair when clearly it was a massage chair?
No, it was a wheelchair. It is a wheelchair. Maybe it is massaging capability.
Mr. Maphosa, I think you are talking like a politician. But also, another point that you raised, you said that Mr. Mugabe's name evokes bad memories, but his supporters might argue that, you know, he recently won an election in 2013 and is very popular. There are rallies that he's holding in the rallies, and thousands of people are flocking. There are some who genuinely believe that he's doing a good job, right?
Well, we must remember that Robert Mugabe was all the state apparatus, stretching from the army, the central intelligence, the police. These are the people who are forcing people, that's not much to these so-called rallies. And we actually wonder as to the necessity and I mean the necessity of these rallies. In 1980, I think Mugabe was around 57, if I'm not mistaken. Never held such rallies where you group all the youths to see a president of Zimbabwe. I think that then it was going to make sense in 1980 because people had no experience of having a black leader. But now he's almost 100. He's 93, 94, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. And he's grouping our children and our young brothers and sisters to sit there and watch an ailing and old dictator in Robert Mugabe. It's really unnecessary, and we really don't know why what he's trying to achieve by that. And him winning the elections, well, it's subject to debate. We know the allegations of rigging. Left, right, and center opposition have proved beyond any doubt that these elections are always rigged. So him being an election winner of 2013 and 2008, it doesn't really hold water.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba moyo la becungani, baba moyo kunjani?
Ayaphila.
Yongapi kona baba moyo?
Yeah. Ulapha kobulawayo.
Yeah, posela ku baba.
Yeah, elami ngifuna ukuthi iphetha ukuthi abantu njengokuthi bayahlanganisa izinto. Ubaba uprofesi moyo uyazama kakhulu. Ngoba ungakhangela kathesi isizwe esikhathi sokuthiwa ngokuthi abantu bafunde ukuthi lelizwe likaphezulu. Into ekhona izayinceda abantu beZimbabwe. And bengathi ngoba imali nale yakho iyunivesithi ngare igwaqisile amaklinika esibhedlela kula mithi. Hayi, kaso ministry of health ubaba umoyo, kaso ministry of transport ubaba umoyo. Ubaba umoyo naye ukuthi angangena umfisi uyayizamela ayikhuphele kuphezulu bamvumele ukuthi leyo into kayenzakali siyabanzi sizanceda abantu ona laba abantu abathi bakurongo abantu babo bazafunda kwapha kakhulu abantu laba abalengabe siya phandle babelekelise ezimbabwe zezilo mnamvumelani la
kodwa-ke nxa sisikhangela moyo kulabanye abathi imali yena leyo kumele ivele kurhulumente kayikho. So wena ubona zani iyavela?
Ye, kodwa-ke phela asazi ukuthi yena ukwenza njani ukuthi ayileyo mali kuthiwa kayikho.
Oh, I think his phone is just cut off. But you are saying something very totally different from what many people are saying here. He says when Professor Jonathan Moyo is given a position, he actually uses it very effectively in creating a project or doing something, you know. We still remember the Zimtev funds. That's another issue for another day. But he says he knows how to manage his own kind of sphere. So at this moment, he has actually created this kind of big university where Zimbabweans are going to go for learning opportunities and all those kind of things. So he believes that it's going to help so many Zimbabweans. And he says, by the way, some people are complaining about roads and all these other things. Professor Moyo is not in charge of the Minister of Transport. He's in charge of the Minister of Education. So what he's doing is doing it at his own best. You know, I think that's another argument there.
Interesting one. Mr. Basopo, are you still on the line?
I'm on the line and I want to respond.
You can go ahead.
I think this man, in as far as much as he tried to bring sense out of his argument, he is totally out of touch with the reality on what momentarily is happening in, with what is happening in universities. Look, my brother, I've been raising the issue of accommodation. 1 month ago, the University of Zimbabwe students, medical students, my doctor, they had a strike whereby they were trying to speak against the increment in tuition fees, which Jonathan Moyo is responsible often about. Right now, they've chucked those students out of residence. They said no medical students from the University of Zimbabwe is going to have access to accommodation simply because they striked. So Jonathan Moyo is not in charge of exactly what is happening to my university. He's just making use of his position for political expedience. He's not taking care of the students who he himself is supposed to be father of all of them. So that is a miss. That is he's misdirecting the whole population into believing that Jonathan Moore is in charge of his constituency. He's out of touch.
Thank you so much. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma hasla magadi.
Tripen magadio.
Mama mboinda wapu mkoma hasla mchabatiki.
ndanga nichimboteererawo handikaona mboteerera vamwe.
Aiwa kuteerera hanzi, you learn more by listening, right? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu ngomahasina panyaya yeyunivhesiti yaletsa.
Dai tambogadzirisa zviripo. Haungati imba yakapwanyika, imba yakapwanyika, imwe imba yakapwanyika, then wotanga futi kuda kuvaka imwe imba. And moso vanhu vataura nenyaya yemarodzi iko kuyunivhesiti kwachona, how do we drive there? Ezvinezvi Zimbabwe iri kutaura nenyaya yeinvestment. Hapana munhu anoinvesta munyika isina marodzi. You know, saka my priorities ndo ari wrong. And in a nutshell, they say behind every successful man there is a woman. Havasi kureva kuti mukadzi as a female. Vari kutaura munhu anovaka. Ndo dambudziko ratangoita chete ipapa. Yeah.
Saka imi muri kuti mari ine yashandiswa mamwe maprojects aripo kare.
I mean, this is, I mean, that's obvious, isn't it? Nyika iri kunzi haina mari. Saka mari yazobva kupi? Because pane zvinhu zvitoripo zvanga zviripo zvakapwanyika zvatoda kuti tivakiridze patsva. Saka ndo zvatoda kuti tinge tichiisa mari yedu tu. You know, pane mumwe munhu ambotaura nenyaya yekuti vanhu havasi kuvaka nyika, vada kuvaka mazita. I think there are enough maroads anonzi ana Robert Mugabe. Ane maportals for that matter.
Aiwa.
Saka dai tambogadzirisa izvozvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma hasla nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda.
Gibbs, you heard from Hustler there. He used to be a regular caller, but now he's saying, you know, he's listening to what others are saying. Yeah. But what he's saying, like most callers, is that, you know, the infrastructure at the moment, roads and stuff like that, is not looking good. And he's saying the government must expend its energy in ensuring that that is corrected, because he's saying that if the infrastructure is not good, it also means that investors are not willing to come and invest, because the roads are full of potholes. As for naming the university, Robert Gabriel Mugabe is saying that there are many roads that are named after Mr. Mugabe. And
they are full of potholes.
Yes.
we really get him. So now, what is happening is that in Zimbabwe, blessing, there are roughly about 13 state universities. And you know, one of the universities is the University of Zimbabwe, where you went. And then the NUST and Chinoy University. I guess Chinoy University is doing a lot in terms of technology. And then NUST is also doing the same thing. Technology, also, science, and mathematics.
Bindura University of Science and Technology.
So now one wonders what this university will be doing, what is different from the others.
Maybe it's cutting edge technology, we'll see. Tinava makura, makadi wa makura.
Tiripo wakuma katiyo.
Aywa, tirinani zvedu. Vamakura tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Okay, chikamu nangochibatirawo pakati, but musoro wenhau zvaundaunzi. Nyaya yekuti vamutsidziro vakaimwe yunivhesiti, mamayunivhesiti ari pasina kuita zvakanaka, handioni zvine musoro izvozvo. Tanga tagadzirisa zvacho zviripo kana zvanaka, then tozoenderera mberi nokuti hazvinokuextenda than kuextenda muchama chemune mambongo, mune makomba nemaburi, hamune hazvishando here varume ipapao.
Asi ka vamwe vari kuti vamugabe vanenge varova basa zvemhando yepamusoro, nekudaro vanenge vachida kutendwa pova kwayunivhesiti inopuwa zita ravo.
Ipapo hatifarambika. President hazvichokwadi, vakaita basa guguroti vanevanhu vadzidze munyika medu kavo. Asi nguva zvaitwa zvaitwa nenguva isiriyo. Zvaitwa nenguva isiyo. Zita ravo harikatomboroveka, kuti Mwari atoka matongera oga. Iro zita rocharamba iyo yunivhesiti inogona kuzovakwa chero Mwari avatonga chero adii chero achiri kurarama. But pari zvino zviikonomi iri hainomira zvakanaka.
Saka imimi kuri kuti ndimi muri panyanga vamakura mapuwa 1 billion manzi begiro, zvii zvamurida kuti mari iitwe nazvo?
Halo.
Ndrukuti de murimi murukutunga mira mapuwa 1 billion ni nema mitu lakata zinu mnyika maisha ndisa kuita se.
Choku tanga daitanga da gazirisa mkwagwa. Ndo ina mzipatara wano ana mishonga. Choku tanga zipatara nemi kwagwa. Noti wano wakawane zitoshotesha nema rorika wano wakutiza kunyika mnyika medumu. Wachitendera wachina nekumala uyu wachina wachibabala wachina kumoza api wani mbarote mze baba ana umira zvakanaka. Saka investments haingamboitike munyika mune makomba akadaro. Inchanai saka kugadzisa nyaya yechipatara zvipatara zvisina mushonga nemigwagwa. Ndizvanai saka kuita zvakazvabalansa zvemachi ndozvira pachimwe chikamu. Tichokutanga zvipatara upenyu utano ndinodiwa baba utano. Toita mugwagwa kuti wane mainvestments apa munhu ane auzoinvesta munyika mune makomba nemuchira migwagwa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndatenda hau baba, ndatenda hau.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you are there from Mr. Makura. He's a truck driver and he's saying that, of course, some might argue that Mr. Mugabe has done a lot for the country. He says he's not disputing that. Mm-hmm. But what he's disputing is the timing. He's saying, you know, the issue that if he was the president, he would prioritize the roads and hospitals.
Yes, now we've got a caller on the line. Baba Fortune, Ngunjani.
Mpele Baba Chonanjani.
As Chonanjani for it. So, akuchoke ukuthi university leyo Chonanjani. Robert Mugabe University.
Uyazi ukuthi sesiphongupambana nje eZimbabwe. Nanku labo Jonathan sebenza ama invest of Robert Mugabe. You know, it's so unfortunate that Mugabe uqhubeke senza into zonke zenezi. Engelambono wakusasa ukuthi lawo ma graduates uzawenzani. Ungaqedwa kwaqeqesha. Nanga ma university akhona kathesi kakula msebenzi kwalawo ma graduate. Alubana ngingumgabe bengiza create first employment, revive industries and then you can then create other universities. Lawa khona olufane namba kabaka qedi kwakhiwa ogwanda lapho kabaka qedi iMidland State University njana isize iphela ngokudilika ingaqedi kwakhiwa. But we want to create more. And give me konoko, it is a desperation to try and salvage the legacy that is gone. So, injalungumka, ulabantwana, abako bahambe ma university are outside. And you want to create a university within the country. Who is going to attend when your own kids not attend to those universities? So, it's just of one of those things, a scheme of looting. Asebeyiqala njalo njengenhlala yenu.
So kumele kwenziweni lapha, kumele anganikwa imali.
Hayi phela le mali yangkhona kayikho. You simply can't pay your own workers and then you want to create a new university. For what reason? Imali yangkhona kayikho. Le ekhona eLutshwane we must planted kuma hospitals as lo munyo bekhuluma. We must try and build the primary schools at least. We have seen schools in farming areas. Abantwana bafundela ngaphansi kwezihlahla. They simply do not, can't afford chairs. So imali yokwenza investment. So if you have little money ungumgabe, you are getting it from somewhere, the diamonds or whatever, go and plant that money in primary schools. So that our kids can have shelter.
Yes, yeah, also akulu spokile akulu we baba Fortune wa Tiroxas.
Okay.
Yes, so he says create employment and do other things, then you can think of a university.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Treasure Basopo, Zinasu spokesperson, and also Mr. Tandeko Zindimkandla, educationist, and ZAPU spokesman, Mr. Ipitumile Maposa. Thank you so much to our viewers, our callers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.